This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. It will be up to Denver voters to decide in April whether or not to lift a conservation easement on a 155-acre former golf course. Denver City Council sent the question to the ballot at Monday night's meeting. If voters approve, it'll clear the way for mixed-use development of the land. 25% of the housing units built will be income-restricted. KETO, an Aurora radio station serving Ethiopian and other immigrant communities, has a new program hosted by the 13-year-old son of the station owner. Digital Divide will feature both call-in conversation and music. The goal is connecting young people who become isolated during the pandemic. This is teenager Jonathan Ndale.
Helping people get connected over the internet, social media, and help gather people their music.
The show will air on 93.9 FM, which has a 5-mile reach. There were 745 traffic fatalities on Colorado roads last year, according to preliminary data from the Colorado Department of Transportation. That's a 57% increase from a decade ago and includes a record number of pedestrian and motorcycle deaths. El Paso County had the most fatalities with 83. Pueblo County ranked 7th. El Paso County was also tied with Denver County with the second highest number of deaths involving an impaired driver. Adams County had the highest. And the Colorado Buffaloes football team released its schedule for the 2023 season. First-year coach Deion Sanders will kick off his tenure with national championship runner-up TCU on September 8th. Right now in Denver, it's 30 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 306.